Because I was one of the people who got in the nurses' home at 9 o'clock and decided I wasn't going to move for anything, you know, and we forced this home warden into, saying to me, you'll have to go. I said, why? You know, she said, well, it's not allowed. Men are not allowed. I said, well, why? And she didn't know why men weren't allowed. And she eventually, to cover her embarrassment, said she'd call the police, you know. I said, well, don't you think that'd be a bit silly, you know? You'd heap yourself in embarrassment and everything else, you know, and bring the hospital into disrepute. I said, I'll go at 10:30. So we all sat round with her sitting at the end of the room, like, watching us, and that we didn't do anything wrong, you know. And that was it broken. And then, of course, the district administrator and the district nursing officer were involved, and they wanted to know why, you know, and I said, well, you know, don't you trust your nurses? Seems I trust them more than you. Yeah, but we're parentis locum. I said, not anymore, you know. You know, that went out the door years ago. I said, these girls are looking after sick people. They're sometimes deciding between life to death, you know, whether they will make the cardiac arrest call or not. And I said, you're saying that they are not fit enough to be the masters of their own body or to tell a guy when to get lost. I said, I personally have got a lot more faith in them. And after a long, I think the meeting went on for about 3.5 hours, you know, they eventually reluctantly agreed to waiver the rule, but it would still be put in the prospectus. And it still is to this day. It's put in the prospectus, but nobody bothers to uphold it, you know. And it's not a bad thing that it's still in the prospectus when you look at it, you know. I was totally opposed to it at the beginning. But if a nurse is really, you know, causing hassle to her colleagues, and I'm not worried about it from the management's point of view, but if she's causing a lot of hassle, and we've had it, you know, where one nurse has been making life intolerable for 2 or 3 or 4 or even a whole floor of other nurses, you know, with her attitude and people coming in at 3 and 4 in the morning singing and shouting. And at one stage you had a guy playing a guitar and, on the landing, you know. And so we invoked the rule against her, you know, and that frightened the life out of her, the fact that she was going to be thrown out. And maybe it's not a bad idea that the rule is still there.